Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, I told you guys there was going to be chaos in our power rankings week to week. I can't say I projected or predicted this level of chaos. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. And what a chaotic and garbage week two it was across the conference. But what you're starting to already see is a conference that has some high quality teams. And then, unlike last year, I think there's going to end up being more garbage in this league than what we had this time last fall. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12. Would you hit a like on that video right now if you're on YouTube? And if you're on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and review. So I'll count it down from 16-1 for our Big 12 football power rankings. Always grateful for our radio affiliates as well joining us here on the show. And then I'll do some mailbag, some Q&A from you guys. So get your questions in now if you're watching live. And I'll also get to some of your questions from social media. At number 16 in the power rankings this week, we are going with a new team at the bottom. It's Oklahoma State. When you get blown out the way that Oklahoma State got absolutely smoked last week, well, this is what you get. All right? You end up in the basements of the Big 12 power rankings. That's how it works. Sorry. I'm not giving you any love. I don't care that Oregon is going to go to a college football playoff. You lost 69-3. If there was a 17, I'd put you at 17, Oklahoma State, but I can't do that. And to think that I was lobbying for a cover on this game at 28.5. Shame on me. I'm telling you right now, put a helmet on me. Take some of our radio affiliates around the heartland. Throw some helmets on them. I'm not sure they lose 69-3. Embarrassing. Pathetic. Cowboys at the bottom. At number 15, Kansas State. And K-State was 15 last week. They stay at 15. If it wasn't for Oklahoma State, they might be at 16. But Oklahoma State said, hold my beer. So Kansas State comes in at 15. They lose to Army a week after they should have lost to North Dakota. Kansas State should be 0-3 on the season. It's by the grace of God and Avery Johnson's legs last week that they're not. So K-State's at 15. At number 14, I've got the Arizona State Sun Devils. Now, they were 14 last week, and they didn't look great in that warm up against Northern Arizona. But I was like, you know what? They're saving it for Mississippi State. Well, apparently not. They lost to Mississippi State and they didn't look good against Northern Arizona. Sam Levitt was not impressive in that game on Saturday. I know it's a tough road environment, but I've got two games and two sample sizes to work with here for the Sun Devils. And while I don't believe for a second they'll finish down there at 14, I've got them at 14 this week in the power rankings because how I do this is based on what you've done, not what I project you to do, not what I think you're going to do, but what you've actually done. All right. At number 13 in the power rankings, West Virginia. The Mountaineers lose to Ohio, another game to forget for the Big 12 Conference. And there was a lot that went wrong for this team. Jaheim White's now done for the season. A brutal blow for Rich Rod in year number one. and you have a quarterback situation that does not look good at all either. There's a lot of question marks there for the Mountaineers, and if you were high on West Virginia, you got to go back to the drawing board after that game on Saturday. At number 12, UCF. All right, fine, it's NCANT. Whatever. It's a win. They're 2-0 technically. You know, you got to give that much to Scott Frost. A lot of teams below him can't say that right now. And yeah, it's two garbage teams. I mean, Jacksonville State's not a bad program, but they should win that game much more impressively than they did in week one. But week two's a blowout. You take it, you move on. If you're a UCF fan, I've got them right now in that number 12 slot. At number 11, I'm rolling with the Colorado Buffaloes at number 11. They were 7 this past week. I'm bumping them down to 11. Not that the Delaware game, I mean, it was an obviously convincing win. But when you watch the game, you're like, how good is this team really? And they do have that loss under their belts to Georgia Tech. They didn't look outstanding against Delaware. Still questions on that defensive side of the ball. So, I mean, are we still wondering who the quarterback's going to be? I don't know. There's just questions there. And based on what the teams in front of them have done through a couple of games, I moved Colorado down to number 11 this week. At number 10, the Houston Cougars. I've got Houston moving up, a solid, convincing win over Rice. And once again, they haven't played the stiffest of competition, but they're 2-0 so far. They look like they're much improved on offense. We thought that in week one. I think that even more so in week two. So I'm going ahead with Houston at number 10 in the power rankings this week in the Big 12 Conference. At number 9 is BYU. They dominate Stanford. They were 10 last week. I'm bumping them up to 9 this week in my power rankings. And not that Stanford is the cream of the crop in the ACC. Stanford is not the cream of the crop in the ACC by any stretch of the imagination. This team will go as far as its defense will take it. And LJ Martin at running back is going to obviously play a role in the offensive side. And then, listen, I like Bear Bachmeyer in week one. I liked him a little less after week two. I expected that to be the case. I expected a little bit of regression going from a Portland State defense to a Stanford defense. But there's still a lot to like about the upside. They're doing the right thing going with Bachmeyer, even if it does cost him at some point this season, which I expect that it will with a true freshman quarterback. At number 8, the Kansas Jayhawks, down from number 4. You blow a 15-point lead. I got to hold that against you somewhat, right? I have to. I can't sit here and not dock you for blowing a 15-point lead against your hated rival. That's just, you're up 21-6, and then you just let the game slip away. Kansas has real potential, but man, the way that they got eaten up on the ground by that Missouri running game is something that should be haunting Lance Leipold in his dreams all week long. Kansas comes in at number 8 in the power rankings. At number 7, Texas Tech. I mean, you know, it was Kent State. They're up from number 9 to number 7, but they played the worst competition in the Big 12 so far. I can't go nuts here. Listen, I've got them in the Big 12 championship. You guys know that was my preseason prediction, Texas Tech and Utah. So I like them, but I'm not putting them above 7 in my power rankings when you played Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Kent State, who went 0-12 last season. I can't do it. All right. Next up in the power rankings, I'm going with Cincinnati at number 6. They have played already a decent Nebraska team. They came up just short in a very difficult road environment, and then they go beat up on Bowling Green. So I've got Cincinnati coming in at number 6 in my power rankings this week. And once again, I give a little more credit to who you played and how you look doing it. So that's why Cincinnati comes in at that number 6 mark after a convincing win over the weekend. I'm seeing some of you on the comments right now saying BYU is 2nd in the Big 12 in FPI. That's the ESPN Football Power Index metric. Come on, Chase. You know we don't give an ounce of respect to ESPN around here. What do you think this is? ESPN is the four-letter word we're not allowed to say in my house. You can say other four-letter words in my house with three little kids, 6, 4, and 1. ESPN is not one of them. But listen, it's not that I don't think BYU can be a contender in the Big 12, but I can't put a lot of credibility into Portland State followed by Stanford. Not yet. All right? Not yet. Just can't do it. Give it a little time. I'm just going based on what I've seen thus far from some of these teams, where they played, road environment, home environment, things of that nature that do factor into the conversation here. At number five, Arizona. All right. Yes, they beat up Weber State. I had them at five last week after they rolled Hawaii. They get another big win. It's not about what they did to Weber State. It's more about, you know, what they've done and what they did to Hawaii in week one. I thought that was pretty impressive, fairly unexpected as well. They kept a very high octane passing offense in check for Hawaii. So I've got Arizona at number five. At number four, I'm going with the Baylor Bears coming back to beat SMU for an impressive win over the weekend. 48-45, double OT, this after a loss to Auburn. First off, no one's played a tougher schedule thus far than the Baylor Bears. Two Power Four opponents, one team that was in a college football playoff last year. That is as good as it gets for Baylor. They deserve credit for that, even though they lost a game, and that game was at home. But you go on the road, you beat SMU in the playoff last year, and you get credit for that. So Baylor comes in at number four this week in the power rankings. At number three, down from number one, TCU. Not that I'm any less impressed with their win against North Carolina on Monday, but they've only got one game. And it was a really impressive game. It was a blowout. But they've only got one game under their belts. So I can't go crazy here. I can't go nuts. I just bumped them down because of what the teams in front of them have done so far this season. At number two in the power rankings, I am going with the Utah Utes. And yes, it was Cal Poly in week two. Combine that with the UCLA win, how both of those games have gone. And to me, you've got the team that right now is worthy of being number two in those power rankings, the Utah Utes. All right, that's where I've got them right now. So Utah's at number two. And at number one in my Big 12 power rankings this week, the Iowa State Cyclones. They are 3-0. They have a conference win. And now they have a Big 10 win under their belts, beating Iowa over the weekend. They are 3-0. And they have by far the most impressive resume in this league so far this season. And it looks like Iowa State, which I thought was going to take a brief step back this season, will be in the thick of the Big 12 race based on what we've seen so far this year. So Iowa State is number one in my power rankings this week. So top to bottom in those power rankings, here's what I've got this week. At number one, Iowa State, number two, Utah, number three, TCU, number four, Baylor, number five, Arizona, number six, Cincinnati, number seven, Texas Tech, number eight, Kansas, number nine, BYU, number 10, Houston, number 11, Colorado, number 12, UCF, number 13, West Virginia, number 14, Arizona State, number 15, Kansas State, and at number 17, sorry, 16, I guess, technically, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. There you go. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Hit that like button right now if you're watching live. We appreciate you. And drop us that 5-star rating and review.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's get to some of your mailbag questions here in the Big 12 this week. All right, get them in right now. Let me see what we've got here. Okay, Joe says, Pete, how come when it seems that when another Power 4 team beats a Big 12 team, it's a big deal? But when the Big 12 team beats another Power 4 team, it's crickets. Is that just me? Well, I would say it is just you, Joe, but let me explain. I don't know if the media makes it a big deal when another Power 4 team beats a Big 12 team. But what I will say is that, of course, when a Big 12 team beats another Power 4 team, especially if it's from one of the Big Two, it's kind of poo-pooed. But when you get the kind of mixed bag you got this past weekend, where the Big 12 went 3-4 against Power 4 plus independent Army competition, I can't sit here and say that the media was screwing the Big 12 in its coverage the last few days. I can't say that. Big 12 didn't earn it. Big 12 didn't deserve it. Big 12 blew some great opportunities. Arizona State blew a great opportunity. Kansas State embarrassed itself at home in a missed opportunity. So you look around this league, and there were missed opportunities all over the place this weekend. West Virginia losing to Ohio, right? Another missed opportunity. Oklahoma State looking like an FCS team against Oregon. Missed opportunity to just be competitive against a team that made the playoff. So that's what I got on that right now. Pete, if Kansas State wins in blowout fashion this week against Arizona, are they back? No. No, they're not back. No. Come on. Questions from Charles is making me cough. I love you, Chuck, but that's killing me, buddy. First off, think about the schedule for Kansas State. Week zero in Ireland. Short week coming back to North Dakota. Then you have Army, who you just never schedule because they're difficult to prep for if you never play them. Now you go on the road for a short week in a non-conference game against Arizona. This is a brutal four-week stretch for Kansas State, the toughest four-week stretch to start the season for anybody in the country. And Kansas State did it to itself by scheduling this dumb game in Ireland, giving up a home contest to go overseas. Just absolutely and patently absurd. And I feel bad for the players and the coaching staff, but the administration, man, you know what? You get what you sign up for and you get what you deserve sometimes. Nathan asks, any respect for Texas Tech when they blow out the Beavers this weekend, Oregon State? Dude, come on. I love Texas Tech. I've got them in the Big 12 championship. I've got them winning the Big 12 championship. How am I not showing them love? I just can't show them love when they play, you know, Kent State and Arkansas Pine Bluff and St. Mary's School for the Blind in between. I can't do it. You got to give me something to work with there, brother. That's all. Jared says, at this point, what percent chance do you give the Big 12 of getting two teams into the college football playoff? Oh, geez. 10%? I mean, here's what would have to happen. At this point, you'd have to have somebody run the table. Somebody have one loss. The one loss team beat the undefeated team in the Big 12 championship game. And then both teams get in. That's how it would have to go. Undefeated team loses to one lost team, or two lost team, I guess, like by a whisker, and then both those teams get in. The winner, which already had a loss or two, gets the auto bid, and the other one gets an at-large. But that's, in this league this year, I think that's an under 10% chance of happening. But that's how it would have to be. Matt asks, if two teams finish play with one or less losses, similar question. Does the Big 12 get both into the CFP? Yes. Yeah, if two teams finish play with one or less, yes. But that would be 12-0 meets 11-1, 11-1 beats 12-0. That's the only way for that to happen. All right? So that's how it's got to be. Keith asks, why was Avery Johnson so hyped preseason? Is it just because he can run? Well, listen, there was a lot that Avery Johnson had going for him in his favor, the Kansas State quarterback. He was a hometown kid. People naturally, not a hometown, but a home state kid. They want to hype up the big time prospect who stays home, especially when it's in a place like Kansas. Kansas is not Texas when it comes to, you know, number of 4- and 5-star recruits. So the hometown, home state guy stays home, stays with Kansas State. Kansas State, you know, lets its quarterback go to Ohio State because they're ready to hand the reins off to the young guy. He has an up and down first season, but first year starter. You're like, okay, if he can develop the passing attack with those wheels, he can be a great dual threat dude. But he hasn't shown me the ability or shown anybody the ability to be a true dual threat player at this point. He just hasn't done it. Bobby says, what's going to happen when TCU drops one against the Stangs? Well, let's see what happens there. I'm very high on this TCU team. I was before the season. They were one of my dark horses before the season. So I'm not going to be with you there. I'm not. But I understand if you're a Baylor fan, you're going to be pulling for SMU. But I don't know. How do you really pull for SMU if you're a Baylor fan? I don't know. That just seems unusual to me as well. Might as well root for the Big 12 team, right? Pete, is Mike Gundy only still coaching because he needs the money? No, I think Mike Gundy loves coaching. I think Mike Gundy loves coaching in a time and an era of college football that doesn't exist anymore. Like, if Mike Gundy doesn't make it to next year, Mike Gundy should just go coach high school football. He never has to work again. He's got more money than he could ever spend. You know, he's been making several million dollars a year for a decade now, at least. He doesn't need the money. He wants to coach in an era of the sport that is no longer around. And that's problematic for him. So he should go coach high school football. Right? I mean, the coaches that were great developers of under-recruited talent are going to have a very tough time succeeding. Matt Campbell appears to be the guy who has basically bucked that trend thus far. But we're seeing Klieman struggle here a little bit. We're seeing Gundy struggle, right? You're seeing these guys that were great developers because the developed talent doesn't hang around. Yeah, they'll develop for a couple of years, and then if they can't cash in with you, they're out. Matt Campbell has built such a culture at Iowa State that he's been able to buck this trend so far, and God willing, he can keep doing that. But it's very difficult to do. What else do we have here? MC Gusto, why don't you accept super chats? What is that? Somebody tell me what the super chat is. I'm not aware. I mean, our YouTube page is blowing up. The podcast continues to grow because of you, but there's a lot that I don't know. I'm just asking you to subscribe, to like the video. Everything we do is free here. That's all we're asking from you. If you're on the podcast, drop us a 5-star rating and review. But I don't know what a super chat is. So if you want to inform me on that, you know, happy to have the conversation. What else? Connor says, who you picking next week, Utah or Tech? Oh, man, don't do that to me. It's too early for that, Connor. I'm losing sleep over that one, man. I can't wait, but I'm not going there just yet. Not doing it. Let's see. Chase, what if I told you Bear Bachmeyer's completing passes at a higher rate than Jake Retzlaff? That wouldn't shock me. And he is. Yeah, that wouldn't shock me at all. Let's see here. Pete, who turns around the season quicker, the Cats or the Pokes? Let's see. I mean, I've got to go Oklahoma. I mean, excuse me. I've got to go Kansas State. All right. I mean, I have to. Nothing from Oklahoma State makes me think that they're going to turn things around anytime soon. Nothing. There's not a lot of depth on that team. They're on a backup quarterback already. So, I mean, even though Oklahoma State plays Tulsa, then they play Baylor, then they're going to Arizona, then they got Houston. It's tough. Kansas State plays this non-con game on Friday against Arizona, which they can win. And then it's UCF at home, very winnable game. And then you got Baylor, TCU, Kansas. That's a tough stretch in October for the Wildcats. But I still got to lean Kansas State. I can't pick Oklahoma State to do anything outside of, you know, completely suck. I like that's it. I just can't. All right. Super chats for the ability to give donations during the show. You know, we've never done anything like that. I'd love to look into it because this show and the website is growing because of you guys. And that's the reason that we continue to do very well because of you. And yes, YouTube does kick us a little something, but you know, frankly, it's nothing all that impressive when you actually stack up the numbers of what we do versus what they throw into the pot, so to speak. So I'm happy to, you know, open the door to super chats if that's something that, you know, the fan base would like to get in on. So thank you for bringing that up, and I will investigate that after the show. Appreciate you guys. Good stuff all around. Very, very good stuff. A lot of great questions on the chat. I didn't know if I wanted to go live on this one. I elected to, and here we are having a great conversation with you guys here on the show. Absolutely fantastic to have you here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo, and we are glad you are here as always. Make sure that you are subscribed, you join us, and we have a preview show we'll be dropping midweek as well, getting you set for what is going to be another very good week, week three of the Big 12 football season. Make sure you're subscribed. We've got more great Big 12 content coming your way at heartlandcollegesports.com. I'm Pete Mundo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.